Ollie, I suppose, challenged us that this club needed to kick on. If we were realistically to, if we didn't move forward, we would go backwards. That resulted in maybe in a bit of a shake-up and some people stepping forward to the board. But what the board are very much saying today at the launch of this 500 club fundraiser is we need the support of the public of Donegal to get behind us. As we've touched on through other topics this last few days, we are kind of an overlooked county and an overlooked club. We're written off and we're kind of underestimated, and we've punched above our weight for a long, long time. And in order to keep doing that, in order to enable Ollie and Paul and the management team to keep doing that, we've launched this fundraiser today to try and get people to come out and back us.
Now, the 500 Club, I think you touched on, it's going the guts of 20 years now. It's an important fundraiser, and you've jigged things around a bit now to enable people it couldn't be easier to get involved. So tell us a little bit about how people do get involved.
Yeah, Chris, I can only realise last night there that it's actually almost 20 years exactly since this was first launched, and very much in different times. It was launched in punts, that's so long ago, and it was really at a time when the club was struggling financially at the early 2000s. Now, it's been in place for that 20 years in various forms, and you know, we've at its peak it was maybe at around 300 people that was turning over serious income and steady income and gave the club huge stability through those difficult times, and then more recently in terms of trying to build our first team squad. So we have relaunched it and we've kind of rebranded it a wee bit. We've brought the pricing very simple. It's €6 a week, it's €25 a month. There's a commitment there, there's no doubt, but we've also got over 150 prizes each year. There's three prizes each week, 52 weeks of the year, €300 first prize each week, and it's €300 entered for the year. So you know, you win it once, you've kind of claimed something back or broken even at least. We have our website now up and running, finharps.ie/500club. If you go onto that website, you'll click through to the Club Fund, Club Force page where our lotto was hosted, and within a couple of clicks you'll have registered there and you can sign up with your credit card. You can also download on the website there on that same web page if you want to go with the standard order form, which was what this was originally based on 20 years ago, bank payments and standard orders. So you can go either online or you can go through the bank, and it's very simple to do.
And important to stress that FinHarps do not have any big rich benefactor. There's no Saudi Arabian or Russian businessman pumping money in. This is a club that is owned by the fans. It's run essentially by a team of volunteers, and the more people who can get in and even do a small bit, it does make a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, we stressed here at today's launch that this club is a fan-owned club. It has no big backer, no big benefactor. The fans are the backers, the fans are the benefactors, the fans are the investors. And that's what we need now. And we need people, you know, even as we touched on there, we need people not just to buy and enter the 500 Club. We need people to sell it. If you're, you know, if you have a love for this club, you sign up, but sign up to more people as well. You know, and that goes for all aspects of the club. We announced on our website yesterday a number of emails and contacts for different departments of the club, where if you have anything you can offer to help, to get in touch. And that's what we need. Today's event primarily though is about having a look at this 500 Club fundraiser, seeing if you can sign up to it, share it around. All you got to do is text a link to a few people, share it around the place, and hopefully we'll get the numbers up. It'll help us make a significant change.